Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Lou Conter, the last living survivor of the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor. Lou Conter has died.
Conter passed away on Monday at his home in Grass Valley, California, surrounded by his family. He was 102. Conter was a quartermaster, only 20 years old when the Japanese planes flew overhead on that morning of December 7, 1941. He recalls how one bomb penetrated steel decks and set off more than 1 million pounds of gunpowder stored below.
9 minutes after it started, a plane came across to probably 10, 12,000 feet with a 1,600, 1,700-pound bomb on it, dropped and got a lucky hit. The bomb hit on the starboard side forward by number two turret, on the starboard side of number two turret. Went through 5 decks and into the lower handling room. And when it went in the lower handling room, there went 1 million pounds of powder. It blew up, and that's in the pictures you all see of it. And the bow came about 30, 40 feet out of the water and fell straight back down.
Only 335 Arizona crew members survived the attack. Conter went to flight school after Pearl Harbor, earning his wings to fly PBY patrol bombers, which the Navy used to look for submarines and bomb enemy targets. He flew 200 combat missions in the Pacific with the Black Cat Squadron, which conducted dive bombing at night in planes that were painted black. Conter retired in 1967 after 28 years in the Navy. With his death, there are now only 19 survivors of the Pearl Harbor attack still living. That, according to records kept by the organization Sons and Daughters of Pearl Harbor Survivors. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
6:35 here on this Thursday morning, the fourth day of April, on this date in 1942, make that 1949, 12 nations, including the United States, signed the North Atlantic Treaty in Washington, D.C. North Atlantic, NATO.
Yeah, we're just talking about that in the newscast.
Yep, yeah. Having a birthday. The New York City Marathon might soon have to pay a toll to cross the bridge, just like every other commuter. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is demanding the New York Roadrunners, organizers of the venerable race held the first Sunday in November, to pay roughly $750,000 for the use of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The agency that oversees New York's bridges and tunnels says the fee represents the estimated amount of toll revenue lost when the bridge is closed. But the Roadrunners argue the MTA enjoys increased revenue from greater transit ridership during the month of marathon week. In other words, there's a lot of people coming to town for that marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you shouldn't charge him $750,000 for the use of a bridge.
I guess they both kind of have their point.
Yeah. A man who directed protesters with a megaphone during the January 6th Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 7 years behind bars.
Yeah.
Taylor James Jonatakis of Washington State is seen on video shouting instructions to rioters on how to break through a police line. Judge called Jonatakis a leader of an angry mob who knew what he was doing that day. Well, 7 years. He probably won't serve all of them. Most folks don't serve all of it, but that's a long time for a little indiscretion there. Hmm. All right, Ted, that's quite a ball game.
A little indiscretion, storming the U.S. Capitol.
I was being facetious.
Okay.
You see, sometimes my meaning
I was not picking up on that.
Sometimes I bring you subtle meanings there, Ted. Boy, but nothing subtle about that game last night. You guys had a dandy out there.
Yeah, fun game at X Stadium. Post-game fireworks.
Yeah.
During the game fireworks. Yeah, that was good. The eighth and the ninth inning, that was awesome.
Yeah, how about that? This is Steve and Ted in the Morning Show at number 6,647.
6,647.
Yeah, just mark your calendar there. If I know you're keeping track at home.
That's right. Get out your scorecard.
This is number 6,647. Coming up on 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, trading was two-sided for the cattle complex Wednesday, but mostly on the lower side. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures scored new lows for the week and closed negative with triple-digit losses in the feeder cattle. Now, there is still no cash cattle trade to report in our southern plains. The lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive with some triple-digit gains and more new contract highs yesterday. The July and August lean hogs have now closed above the $105 mark. At the close yesterday, June live cattle 77 cents lower, 175.60. May feeder cattle $2.27 lower at 242.57. And June lean hogs $1.02 higher, 104.75. Now, after two sessions of selling pressure in the grain and the soybean complexes, yesterday they all closed positive, led by the wheat futures upside. With the latest lows Wednesday, this may have been just technical buying opportunity that took place yesterday. Now, weather is still important with spring planting season just around the corner. May Kansas City wheat's 4 cents higher this morning at 584.5. May corn a penny and a quarter higher at 433. May soybeans a penny and a quarter higher at 1183.5. May crude oil 2 cents higher at 85.45. June gold down $3.80 at $2,311.20. The June S&P 16.5 points higher at 5,283. June dollar index 16 cents lower at 103.84. And June Dow Jones futures up 99 points at 39,581. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, when do we usually plant that wheat this time of year?
Well, the wheat doesn't get planted till fall.
Oh, you're talking about planting something. I don't know.
Well, that's our spring crops. You're just starting to see, especially in the southeast part of the state, corn planting going on, followed by milo, soybean planting. There's some canola planting that goes on. All those are spring crops.
Those are spring crops. Okay. So
yes.
So the wheat crop you plant when then?
The wheat crop's planted in the fall, around the September time period.
Okay. Very good. All right. How's things going in Augusta these days? Everything under control over there?
Everything seems to be just a little bit on the cool side, getting this morning, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's down still in the 30s, and my wife has planted some flowers. So far, they've survived. I'm sure they will. I'm sure it's going to warm up.
I think so, too.
Nicely this week. All right, sir. Thank you. We will check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.